how it is actually safe to watch the eclipse that you don't blind yourself later today. It is 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. 10 U.S. Navy sailors are missing after a warship collided with an oil tanker.
Search and rescue teams have spent the better part of a day looking for the 10 missing sailors after the USS John S. McCain collided with an oil tanker just before 5:30 a.m. local time east of Singapore. This happened near the Malacca Strait, one of the world's most congested shipping routes. It's not clear at this point what caused the collision. President Donald Trump sent out a tweet Sunday night which read, quote, "Thoughts and prayers are with our U.S. Navy sailors aboard the USS John S. McCain." I'm Andrew Spencer.
Meanwhile, President Trump is set to address the nation tonight.
The president is back to address soldiers and the American people from Fort Myer in Virginia, laying out what decisions he's made regarding Afghanistan. Mr. Trump met with his national security team at Camp David Friday. American forces in Afghanistan number just under 10,000. Mr. Trump might send in as many as 4,000 more. The role there has been to train and advise Afghan forces, now doing much of the fighting against the Taliban and an invasion by ISIS. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And you can hear the president's address tonight at 9 here on WMAL. The kind of solar eclipse we're waiting for today has not been seen in this country in nearly 100 years. Jeff Chester at the U.S. Naval Observatory says a total solar eclipse actually occurs somewhere on the planet about once every 18 months.
Unfortunately, they seem to like to take place over places that are kind of inaccessible, like the middles of oceans or Siberia and places like that. That just happens to be the way that people are distributed around the Earth. There will be another total solar eclipse that crosses the eastern half of the country on April 8th of the year 2024.
Now, if you're on the road today during the eclipse...
If you're driving and want to watch the eclipse, Charlie Gishler with the Maryland Department of Transportation says don't just pull over on the side of the interstate.
We want people to, you know, pull off a ramp and get to a safe area to park to view the eclipse.
And if you do, keep driving.
We don't want people to be driving with those opaque glasses on.
Because they can limit your view.
And obviously, don't try to take pictures with you, you know, when you're driving a car.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The number of drivers using the now six-year-old intercounty connector remains below what Maryland officials would like to see.
Traffic growth has been, I guess, what we would call more of a modest growth.
The ICC has been around for 6 years now, well past the ramp-up phase where officials would expect traffic to keep growing.
The weekday volumes are often in the mid to high 60,000s per day.
And John Sales of the Maryland Transportation Authority says the amount of cars using the highway was about 18% below projections for fiscal 2017. Still, officials say it was built with future growth around it in mind, and Governor Larry Hogan lowered tolls on the highway 2 years ago.
The traffic is continuing to grow, and we expect it to continue to grow steadily.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's the first day of school in D.C. Tens of thousands of kids are returning to the city's 115 schools and the 120 independently operated charter schools. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,675, the Nasdaq at 62,17. Sports Gio Gonzalez allows only 5 singles and strikes out 8 as the Nats beat San Diego. The O's drop another one to the Angels. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again. Every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million Americans who love their cars. That's why we put our earnings back into low auto loan rates, like rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles and as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
Hey, it's Chris Plant on the most awarded electric vehicle of the year, the winner of the Green Car Journal's Green Car of the Year and Motor Trend's 2017 Car of the Year, the Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. Comfortable, spacious. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car. Visit Chevy.com or stop by your Chevy dealer and check one out today. The all-new electric 2017 Chevy Bolt EV.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we've had problems with Metrorail's Green Line trains this morning, but literally just seconds ago, they have confirmed that they are no longer closing the service here on the Green Line trains. It's been restored between Branch Avenue and Naylor Road. That's been shut down all morning because of a power issue at the Suitland Station. Now they say it's been resolved. Now it's about getting back up on speed here. Again, Green Line train service has been restored between Branch Avenue and Naylor Road. Some good news there. Let's go Baltimore-Washington Parkway, where the crash has been cleared. Still low with the delays through Laurel, southbound passing the activity on the shoulder at 197. In the Hillendale area, New Hampshire Avenue, northbound, very slow. Even inside the Beltway, I'm seeing those delays grow to get up to the intersection of New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, scene of the crash. George Washington Parkway, northbound slowdowns past the overlooks due to the crash. Southbound, you're doing okay through that stretch. And for 395, we're actually clearing out nice here through the Landmark area. Heaviest stretch will be Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge, and then the westbound freeway crash near the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a sun and cloud mix. Chance for afternoon showers and storms. Maximum eclipse viewing time at 242. We get up to around 90. Tonight, evening showers and storms, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot, high 95 degrees. Storms early Tuesday night. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Warrenton, 70 in Greenbelt, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. President Trump lays out his vision for the war in Afghanistan in an address to the nation tonight. Hear it tonight at 9 here on WMAL. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Top of the morning to you. It's 8:07 here on Mornings on the Mall. WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got Elahi Azadi from the Washington Post joining us at 8:35 this morning. Talk about the deaths of some famous comedians this weekend. Give us a breakdown of what went on in their lives and why we should be reflecting on them, contemplating. Vince Galanese here alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
And happy Eclipse Day to you, Vince. Hopefully, no one will be blinded by the eclipse.
Yeah, that's the key. Let's not get blinded,
yeah,
people.
Let's not do something dumb like say, hey, I'm going to put my sunglasses on and look at it. That doesn't work. And here to talk to us about the eclipse, what we can expect to see here, and how to view it safely, Megan Thompson, senior scientist at Arctic Slope Technical Services and NASA Division of Planetary Science. That is some title there, Megan. Good morning. Happy Eclipse Day.
Happy Eclipse Day to you, too.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. So many questions to ask you. Here in the D.C. area, what percentage of coverage will we see?
Well, we can expect to see a partial eclipse, about 81.1% coverage in D.C., which is still pretty significant coverage. We'll be getting a nice view.
That's a fantastic coverage. Now, we know the solar eclipse glasses. Vince tried to get some. He couldn't
find
any. He can't find them. Impossible to get. Someone said, I saw on social media, you said you can get them, but they're going for $25 a pair now, which is crazy. Something that in 5 years when you're cleaning out, you're going to go, ugh, and throw them out. are there other ways to watch the eclipse safely?
Well, of course, you can always create your pinhole projector where you can poke a hole into cardstock or even just a regular piece of paper and let the sunlight pass through the hole, and it'll create a shadow on the ground that'll basically show you what the eclipse looks like at that moment. We also have a lot of resources available on eclipse2017.nasa.gov. We'll be live streaming the whole experience. It's going to start at 8:45 Pacific time, and we'll be going all day long. So you can watch all kinds of very interesting live streaming from there. There's also some high-altitude balloons that we'll be launching that about 100,000 feet, and they'll be streaming from looking both up at the eclipse and looking down at the shadow on the ground.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And what is the website again?
That is going to be eclipse2017.nasa.gov.
.nasa.gov. What about, I would like you to settle something for me, and then I know Vince has questions for you. Just I've been seeing on social media that you can put your phone in selfie mode, stand with your back to the sun, and have the sun come in through your camera, and then, you know, like it's a selfie next to the sun, and you could watch it on your screen safely. Is that true or not?
So I've read the same thing, and I've done some independent research, and it looks, from what I've found, that it is possible, although I don't think I would recommend it. Just your eyes are delicate, they're sensitive, and you know, you'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted to know. So not recommended as a way to watch. Thank you for clearing that up.
Let me ask you some more NASA-related questions, because I imagine you probably didn't spend your career getting ready to give people glasses advice.
Oh, no, that's exactly why I did this.
I want to ask about, like, the importance of the solar eclipse. This is a somewhat rare occasion, happens every so often, but what are the kinds of things that NASA's looking out for today or using for research purposes?
The eclipse gives us a really excellent opportunity to study the corona of the sun, and there's actually coordinated flights that will be watching the eclipse just to get good views of the corona, which is the outer atmosphere of the sun, and it's invisible to us during normal times because the light from the sun is so bright. So that's one really, really interesting area of heliophysics that we really just use eclipses to study. There will also be looking at the moon, and we'll be doing some earth science studies. Specifically, there's a temperature study that's a citizen science study that where we're asking people to monitor the temperature and load that information into our globe app to see how temperature decreases during the eclipse.
And will it be measurably cooler during the eclipse? I imagine just like throwing up a shade, you'll probably sense that it feels cooler outside.
Yes, it'll feel kind of like evening, but you know, it's such a short period of time that there won't be time for the temperatures to equilibrate to that. So you may not feel it too much, but you should be able to see it on a thermometer.
And I was reading that given the specific nature of this total eclipse, you've got the moon, which is 400 times smaller than the sun, but it's also 400 times the distance from Earth the sun is. So it's kind of almost a perfect fit right now for you to be able to cover up the sun in its totality, but also to see that corona. This is sort of a rare incidence where the distances line up perfectly, right?
Right, because the orbit of the moon around the Earth is elliptical. So at some points during the orbit, it is further away from the Earth, and sometimes it's closer. And when it's closer, that's whenever you can get the full view, or you can get the full eclipse. And then, of course, the moon is moving away from the Earth at a pretty small but constant rate. And so eventually, we won't have total eclipses anymore.
Wow. Is that why? When is the next solar eclipse? Is it really far away, like another 40 years from now?
Well, no. Actually, there's solar eclipses that happen all the time. It's just this one's so special because it's the first one in several decades to traverse the entire continental United States. So that's one of the reasons that we're very excited about it. The next one like this will happen April 8th of 2024, and it will start in Texas and end in Maine.
Oh, okay. So if you're in the northeastern part of the United States, the middle to the northeastern
part. Yeah,
don't worry.
It's on its way. It's on a world tour. It's going to eventually.
It is. It's also going to cross in Carbondale, Illinois, which is where the point of maximum eclipse is in the United States for this one. So
book your hotel room now.
Right. Start making those plans.
So, Megan, at NASA, what is the coveted seat today? Where does everybody want to go and see this thing?
Well, you know, there's lots of scientists that have traveled all over the country to be in the path of totality and to answer questions, and of course, just view it as the science nerds that we are. I believe that we have people in Idaho. If I wanted to go, I would probably want to do this in Oregon, to be honest with you.
Oregon, is that that's the best spot?
I would hesitate to call any spot the best spot right now, but. Carbondale is where the eclipse will last the longest. So there's a lot of people there that are interested in duration. I just think that Portland is lovely.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us. And the website is it's eclipse2017.nasa.gov, and you can watch it right there, and you're going to have all cool angles that you're not going to see anywhere else that you can watch the eclipse.
Exactly. If you have cloud cover and you can't watch it, definitely go there. If you're just working in the office today and you can't watch it, I would pull it up on your phone and give it a little viewing, and you'll be able to watch it later, too.
Well, thank you so much, Megan. Enjoy today. I know you will.
I will.
And thanks for joining us on Mornings on the Wall. That's Megan Thompson, Senior Scientist at Arctic Slope Technical Services, NASA Division of Planetary Science. It is 8:15 on WMAL. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, and you may see some overhead signs saying with the total eclipse, don't pull over on the shoulder to take a look. So we want to make sure you're safe as you even travel around the region. Let's go on the roads right now to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Improving, but a little bit of delay left just as you pass 197 southbound side. BW Parkway crash gone. In Hillendale, still watch for the activity on New Hampshire Avenue northbound. This is just north of the Beltway at Powder Mill Road. Should have just about everything out of the travel lanes. Starting to see the pace getting just a little bit better there, so have patience. Out of White Oak, slowing southbound on 29 Colesville Road, heading down toward Four Corners. On the George Washington Parkway, the hang-up has been northbound this morning past the crash at the Overlooks. Do watch. Park Police still there at last check. And then 66 westbound inside the Beltway through Falls Church. That's where we're bogged down. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a chance for an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High near 90 today with a heat index near 100. Tonight, evening showers and thunderstorms, a low of 75. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot, high of 95 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 77 at WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
717 on
WMAL.
817 on WMAL. There was a lot of sevens. It was 817 or seven.
This eclipse is already throwing Mary off.
It is. It is. It's my old brain. It's feeble after a while. These eclipses drive me crazy. I won't be the same for weeks. 888-630-9625 is our number. We want to know, do you have any plans to watch the eclipse? Are you one of these people? Are you a bah humbug? I can watch it. Or are you someone who's excited? Do you have your glasses? Are you going to make the pinhole in the box like a project with your kids? Or are you working, say, I'll catch it on the replay on TV tonight?
Yeah, I'm tempted. I don't know what my plans are quite yet today, but I feel like I'm going to probably be at work, although I'm very, very tempted to just go home and do it and kind of observe the eclipse with my daughter with what Megan was suggesting, which is the pinhole technique of letting the sun run through a pinhole on a sheet of paper and kind of like reflect it off the ground or another piece of paper, just so you can sort of watch the totality of the coverage. So, not quite sure what I'm going to do yet. I will say, and by the way, I'll just repeat the number, 888-630-9625. What are your eclipse plans today, if you have any? I will say, Saturday, I went out, we jumped in the car, me and my three-year-old, and we drove everywhere. We heard 7-Eleven had glasses. No luck. We heard Walmart had glasses. No luck. Oh. I went to every eye store, Lens Crafters, you name it, I went there, and either I got hard nose, with like people who were exhausted by answering the question, or people were like, sorry, we're out of stock. We're out of stock. We've been out of stock.
So basically, you were the guy looking for a Christmas present on Christmas Eve. You're that guy.
I was. Although it was Saturday, I thought maybe I had a shot. I mean, these are pieces of paper. They could order, the shipment can't be that expensive to send. And I figured maybe they restocked, you know? This is the fidget spinner of our time. This is the thing that everyone is selling. Come on.
It reminds me so much, though, of 3D glasses. When you've got your first set of 3D glasses, so you could look at something, whether it was a movie or something, your 3D glasses. 5 years later, you're cleaning out your bedroom, and you're like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, ugh, and you throw them out because you use them once and you throw them away. So I couldn't see spending money on them, but I think I'm going to do the pinhole thing. I was going to do the selfie thing, but she said they don't recommend it. So I do not want to be blind.
She's not in a position to recommend it.
Right. She does not recommend that. So that's all I need is for NASA to say we don't recommend that, for me to say, okay, good enough for
just
me.
Just NASA, that's all?
Yeah. Well, you know, the bar's a little low for me. So the pinhole thing, or doing it in a cereal box. I saw people who did it with a cereal box. You make the pinhole at one end with the tin foil around it, and it reflects into the cereal box, and you can look at the other end. It's cool. It's a great project to do with your kids, and it's safe because you're not looking at the sun. That is the key. 888-630-9625. Kate Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Kate, happy Eclipse Day.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
Why?
Well, an eclipse is a reset, and if anybody needs a reset, it's this country. And what everyone should do for the eclipse, whether you're inside, outside, working, looking at it, whatever you're doing, everyone should collectively stop and focus on the one thing we all agree on, which is peace. No matter what color, what culture, what age, what income, what political affiliation, doesn't matter. That is the one thing. We can disagree on 99% of the stuff and discuss it later, but we all want peace. And it's the power of shared purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of nice.
Focuses on that for 2 minutes, and it's going to change.
It is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, I'm just saying it is kind of nice. I agree with your point that, you know, it is nice that we can all kind of get together on some object of fascination. Like, you know, especially being in a place like Washington, D.C., where we're all fighting about everything. It is nice that we can all sort of get together for just one moment of fascination as we watch God play peekaboo with Earth. You know, just cover the sun, take away the moon all of a sudden. So that'll be a fun experience.
Yeah,
today.
Very cool. And I'm looking at NASA's website here. This may be the other way I watch this. They're going to have planes flying across the country following this. And she said they have a hot air balloon to watch it from all different angles.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's eclipse2017.nasa.gov. This may actually be what I do. They actually have printable pinhole projectors, too, on their website.
Yeah. Well, let's check in with Jeff from Woodbridge. Jeff, how are you watching the eclipse today?
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I'm just gonna sit in front of my TV with the Weather Channel on because it's on all day. Crack open a beer, get some popcorn, maybe order a pizza, and just sit and watch it from there.
Order a pizza and crack open a beer, watch it on TV. This is the way I watched, by the way, Jeff. This is the way I do Independence Day many years, which is I'll just turn on the fireworks on television and let them go off outside my window. But I like watching the show right from the comfort of my couch.
I mean, why not? You know, don't worry about it. It's going to be on reruns for the next 2 days.
So. Yeah, reruns.
Jeff, you could be my favorite person today. Thank you so much for joining us. 888-630-9625. How are you going to watch the eclipse if you are going to watch it? Or are you just going to say, I'll watch it on the rerun? 822 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the tractor-trailer stalled out right on the American Legion Bridge. So, coming out of Virginia, if you're heading out of Tyson's, definitely seeing these delays stacking up quickly. Crews have arrived. They've coned off the right lane for your safety. But again, this is the inner loop at the American Legion Bridge. Right lane blocked with the broken-down tractor-trailer. All right, outer loop side, you've been doing okay here. Coming off of the 270 spur, not too much of any backups for you heading into Virginia. Top side of the beltway still between New Hampshire and George Avenue slowing. And now southbound 95 delays are to get onto the inner loop right past Route 1 near where the IKEA is, and that's due to the crash on the inner loop side. Better Baltimore-Washington Parkway starting to see improvement here. The crash south of 197 now cleared. George Washington Parkway, boy, we're jammed. Jammed before the Teddy Roosevelt. Well, that's going to be right near the Memorial Circle, looks like, up toward the overlook scene of the crash. And for Metrorail, if you didn't hear, Green Line train service has been restored between Branch Avenue and Naylor Road. All morning they've been dealing with the power problem, just trying to get back on the schedule. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and cloud mixed chance for afternoon showers and storms. Maximum eclipse time will be 242. We get up to around 90. Heat index near 100. Tonight, evening showers and storms, 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 77 degrees at 827 on WMAL. All right. A lot of people want to talk about the eclipse. The eclipse. Art from Burke has a warning. Art, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Art.
Hi. I guess this is more like a public service announcement. When I was 17, I think it was in 1963, and we had a total eclipse. I didn't pay any attention, and I looked at the eclipse with just my naked eye. Thank goodness it was only the right one that I used, but now I've got a blind spot in that eye. Mm. That I've been living with for the past, 50-some years.
Whoa.
And because it burned a hole in my retina and destroyed some of the rods and cones back there.
Wow. Okay. Well, Art, with a good using your experience to help a lot of people today. Don't look at the sun, people.
No.
Listen to NASA and Art.
And actually, if you want to get glasses, Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum is handing them out.
When they open at 10 a.m., it's going to be crazy. Black Friday over there.
Absolutely. Thank you for that warning, Art. 8:28 on WMAL.
Are you tired of feeling insecure about those stretch marks that just won't go away? There finally may be an answer. It's called Novara. Rob Martin, Chamonix product developer, is here. Rob, what is Novara?
Larry, we finally have a scientific formula to eliminate the appearance of those unsightly stretch marks and cellulite. This is next wave skin technology.
Tell us about the unique ingredients in Novara.
Novara features the unique Intense Slim technology, caffeine and hyaluronic acid to tighten, tone, your cellulite and stretch marks.
How quickly will Novara work?
Folks, you're a couple of weeks away from firmer skin on your belly and thighs, guaranteed, or your money back.
And I'm sure you have a special offer.
Of course. Call now to try Novara Ultra Sculpting risk-free, and you'll also get the Novara cellulite and stretch mark treatment free with your order. 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade, so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year, and with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at cascadesdental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Elahi Izadi from The Washington Post, and we'll discuss the life and legacy of Jerry Lewis and Dick Gregory. 830 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. 10 U.S. sailors are still missing after the destroyer USS John S. McCain collided with an oil tanker east of Singapore.
It is a search area of 100 nautical miles. We are hearing from the Malaysian authorities that what they are searching for, those 10 missing sailors. Upon impact between the USS McCain and this oil tanker, the sailors are believed to have gone overboard.
Correspondent Kyung La. President Trump is set to address the nation tonight to outline the U.S. path forward in Afghanistan.
We don't know exactly what this decision will be, but we know that the White House has been working on this Afghanistan strategy for several months. The president has been presented with several different options. He actually tweeted about coming to a final decision, saying that he had met with top military brass at Camp David and that he had come to an important decision, not just on Afghanistan, but also across the region.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, and you can hear the president's address tonight at 9 here on WMAL. While many of us will have our eyes in the sky this afternoon for the solar eclipse, experts warn don't do it without the proper eye protection.
Looking at the sun with the naked eye for as little as 15 seconds during the eclipse will result in permanent eye damage, according to Dr. Pavle Doroslavatsky at MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
It can basically injure the back of your eye because your eye is a little camera. And the lens in your eye, just like a little magnifying lens, focuses the light to a point in the back of your eye, and it can cause permanent retinal injury.
He says it's also important not to look at the eclipse through binoculars, a telescope, or a camera unless it has the proper solar filters. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,675, the Nasdaq at 62,17. Sports, the Nats win 3 out of 4 in San Diego with a victory yesterday. The O's lose to the Angels again. WNBA, the Mystics clinch a playoff spot with a win over Indiana. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Alan, a friend of mine from EMP 180, and we're talking about our experiences with them.
One of the things that motivated you was the fact that you knew that your body mass index was not where you needed it to be, on the borderline of obesity. Why don't you tell me some of the statistics? I went from visceral fat 12 to 6. That's the dangerous fat that's around your organs.
I was 11, and yesterday it was measured, it was 5.
Incredible. Visceral fat from 11 to 5. It's phenomenal.
That is the beauty of it. And, so I was a pre-diabetic. Now, that is a reversible situation. Diabetes in this country cost $250 billion, the health cost associated with having diabetes. I mean, it's phenomenal. So the cost savings that could be achieved by people changing their eating habits can be enormous.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 21st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters, watch. Still with delays here trying to get past the overlooks due to the crash. It's a little bit busy there. Southbound side, you're slow to check it all out as well. Arlington police say, no, not working anything, but definitely I'm seeing these delays here growing on North Glebe Road and Military Road as they merge together before you even get over toward the chain bridge. So do watch. Watching that stretch unusually slow, again, for both Military Road and North Glebe Road. Now, onto the Beltway with the stalled tractor trailer. That's stalling the commute from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Right lane is coned off. 66 bunched up through Manassas Centerville on the eastbound side. Westbound heavy through Falls Church. On 95, just about cleared out here. Remaining volume in Stafford just as you approach Aquia and briefly as you head into Woodbridge. On the southeast, southwest freeway, the accident westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel near the 14th Street Bridge. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got 81% totality for the eclipse. Maximum viewing time 242, and we do have a chance for afternoon showers and storms. We'll get up to around 90. Heat index close to 100. Tonight, evening showers and storms, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 95. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Centerville, 74 in Gaithersburg, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
That, believe it or not, is Jerry Lewis singing, believe it or not. Dean Martin was the one who was known as the crooner. He was the one who was known for his voice. That is Jerry Lewis, though. We lost Jerry Lewis this weekend. We also lost Dick Gregory. So the comic world, the comedy world, lost two greats. And to discuss that with us right now is Elahi Izadi. She is the pop culture reporter for the Washington Post. Also, a stand-up comedian herself. Elahi, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So what kind of loss is this for the comedy community?
A huge loss. They were both very influential, highly impactful individuals in their own right for different reasons. Jerry Lewis, when he was at the height of his fame with Dean Martin, it was almost like Beatles-level mania. That's the first time that we've ever experienced that in comedy. And he went on to have a very successful solo career and actually influenced a lot of highly influential comedians, even people like Richard Pryor, who maybe you wouldn't think would be influenced by Jerry Lewis. He certainly was, and we see echoes of his work throughout the decades in the work of comedians like Jim Carrey. And then Dick Gregory is considered almost like the Jackie Robinson of comedy. He broke the color barrier in the early 60s and really paved the way for comedians like Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, to come after him and play before white audiences, but also comedians who came before him, like Red Fox, to find new audiences.
And Dick Gregory, though, remembered mostly, though, not for his comedy, but really for his activism. Did that really eclipse his comedic career?
Yeah, so at a certain point, he really, his stand-up career took a backseat to his activism. He was very active in the civil rights movement of the 60s. He, you know, would cancel gigs at the last minute in order to participate in marches and would be jailed, and he suffered physically for it too. He had been shot. He was beat up by cops. So really, that was his priority. There were other entertainers at the time who were involved in the movement, but really, no comedian was at the forefront and not involved like Dick Gregory. He really sacrificed his stand-up career for that. But he recognized that his celebrity and his fame could also bring attention to this cause.
You know, Dick Gregory, staying on him for a second, he was the first African American to sit on Jack Parr's couch on The Tonight Show and actually do an interview with him. How momentous was that occasion in terms of not only Dick Gregory's career but African-American entertainers broadly?
Yeah, and the fascinating a piece of that story is that Dick Gregory adored Jack Parr and loved the Jack Parr Show. He never missed an episode for 5 years. This is according to his telling of it. And he had this big breakout moment when he played in a nightclub in Chicago, the Playboy Club in Chicago. There was a lot of buzz about him in the press. Jack Parr called. And Dick Gregory had just found out that no African-American had sat on his couch after performing a set. And it broke his heart. And so when the Jack Parr Show called, he said no, and he hung up. Then Jack Parr himself called, and Dick Gregory told him why he wasn't going to do it, and Jack Parr said, no, you're going to come sit on my couch. And so he almost didn't go on the show because of that, and that really was such a momentous occasion. After that, Dick Gregory said NBC received thousands of letters and calls from people because they had never heard before a black comedian speak so frankly to white America.
You know, and on moving over to Jerry Lewis, I got to say, you know, I feel like Jerry Lewis is one of those transcendent comedians who's touched a lot of generations. You didn't have to be alive in Jerry Lewis's heyday with Dean Martin to have appreciated his work. And I was really struck, Elahi, by his range. I mean, it seemed to me that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis presented something new to the world, which is that you could have both a straight man, or you could have somebody who was a serious performer, a crooner, sort of the heartthrob, alongside somebody who was very zany and totally stretched out his performance.
Right, and so some of the slapstick humor that Jerry Lewis is really known for, we can see echoes of that in previous decades, but their pairing and the commercial success that came with that really demonstrated to the entertainment industry, wow, there's something here with comedy duos. So they tried to repeat the success of that after them, and they were really never able to recapture that kind of magic. But in addition to Jerry Lewis's comedy, he was kind of a pioneer behind the camera, too, and his influence on film and kind of pioneering this technique called video assist, which is now very standard on Hollywood sets, where you can just watch the playback immediately after filming. And so he paid a lot of attention to that. And he was also a very polarizing figure, too. And so subsequent generations might have different feelings about him than maybe older ones.
Mm-hmm. And on muscular dystrophy, Jerry Lewis, of course, famous for raising all this money over the years, Jerry's kids. He raised around $2.5 billion. According to the Washington Post, through these telethons, which is like an astronomical amount of money to raise for one particular disease through these telethons. I mean, how important were these to keeping Jerry Lewis sort of alive and well in the hearts of so many Americans?
So that became really what he was known for in later years and what maybe younger generations more associate him with. And you're right, those telethons raised tons of money, and it became like television events unto themselves. Every year, Labor Day weekend, there would be Jerry Lewis and Jerry's kids. Now, in subsequent years, he started to face some criticism and some blowback, including some pretty high-ranking people in the first Bush administration about his methods. And he was viewed by some as turning people with disabilities into objects of pity, and that, you know, this telethon was named after him. He had Jerry's kids on, kind of trotted them out. So it's, again, one of those things where he's out there raising tons of money, but the methods that he used really became the object of a lot of debate and controversy. And then they parted ways in 2011 and under still circumstances that are still unclear.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for keeping us so updated on this. It's good to get someone who is in the business as a comedian to get your point of view on the legacy that both Dick Gregory and Jerry Lewis have left us. Alahi Izadi, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is 8:44 on WMAL.
You will never walk
Five. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, thank you so much. Let's go on to the Virginia Beltway, where you're slow from right about the toll road, and it continues to the broken down tractor trailer on the American Legion Bridge in the right lane. So everyone, again, out of Virginia, struggling to stay to the far left past the tractor trailer, also puts a delay on the George Washington Parkway. If you're heading north, that's why you're slow to merge up on through to the Beltway. It's the stalled tractor trailer. Outer loop, you're doing fine. No rubbernecking delays. You're good off of the 270 spur. 66, still have some of that volume remaining here. Stop and go. Manassas, Centerville, that seems to be about our slowest eastbound stretch. Westbound, really heavy through Falls Church. Nothing currently reported along the way. On the George Washington Parkway, still a bit of a slowdown each direction. Get you past the overlooks earlier. Had the northbound crash. That was the culprit there. Better across the 14th Street Bridge. In fact, 395 just about cleared out. What's left of the delay in through town on the freeway is going to be westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel due to the earlier crash. And DC 295 south past East Capitol Street, still with that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got 81% totality for the eclipse. Maximum viewing time, 242. And we do have a chance for afternoon showers and storms. We'll get up to around 90. Heat index close to 100. Tonight, evening showers and storms, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 95. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
All right, so this weekend in Boston, there was a number of things happening. But one of them was that 40,000 people got together in the city in the Boston Common to protest against about a dozen people who were standing inside a tiny gazebo in the middle of the Boston Common. Those dozen people were a part of a free speech rally. No clear evidence at all that any of them were white supremacists. The available evidence suggested it was quite the opposite. In fact, an Indian-American Republican candidate for office stood there and gave a big speech with Black Lives Matter signs over his shoulder that he brought in order to talk about how Democrats, including Hillary Clinton and Robert Byrd, have shown a lot more evidence of white supremacy than anybody he knows. So, meanwhile, the Boston police, watching Charlottesville, attempted to create a pretty sizable barrier between this gazebo and all of the 40,000 protesters who had assembled around them, and eventually kind of whisked all these dozen or so free speech ralliers out through police vans. In the meantime, you had these protesters attacking cops. So many of them were peaceful, as the president likes to say, but some of them weren't. There was urine thrown at police officers, rocks thrown at police officers, plenty of video of protesters shoving cops dressed in riot gear, some violence in the streets of Boston, a bunch of arrests made, but otherwise we made it through the weekend mostly unscathed. But there is something going on in the press, and certainly on the left, but definitely in the press, which is this. Remember, Charlottesville happens. The president says there was violence on both sides, and he's excoriated for it. How dare you? Violence on both sides? Well, that's factually true. We've been giving you the rundown of it as we watched it. I know several reporters who were there who were punched. There was a female reporter from The Hill who was punched in the face by a left-wing protester in Charlottesville. So you've got plenty of acts of violence. I could go down the list. Human excrement, human urine thrown at these rallies. People bringing weapons that they built, battering rams that they built to this event. And that's all. And the ones I'm referencing are not even among the neo-Nazis, who, again, those white supremacists, many of them are violent, too, in Charlottesville. So the press has been going out of its way to excuse it, saying, look, violence in the face of evil is totally fine, totally justified. Neo-Nazis? Yeah. We all use violence against them. Come on, even Indiana Jones. I've heard people compare it to Normandy, storming the beaches of Normandy. Totally fine. Yes, these are the American troops, 40,000 of them, surrounding a dozen Germans and throwing feces at them. What? That's kind of a bizarre rationale.
What I also saw, I saw a woman who was carrying an American flag, an older woman carrying an American flag. She is set upon by Antifa, who try to rip the flag out of her hand. She falls to the ground, and they're literally dragging her to try to get the American flag away from him. Well, but they were peaceful.
Well, they disagree with that symbolism. An American flag?
Oh, right, because it's hateful.
How dare you? 8:50 now on WMAL.
Ending a relationship with your timeshare is a lot like going through a divorce. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every case is unique. Timeshare Exit Team has earned my trust by showing me how thoughtful and considerate their process is, both in exiting you from your timeshare and in helping handle the other stresses that go along with this specialized process. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-928-3948, 844-928-3948, timeshareexitteam.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
What do we do? Because we're all left hanging. We don't know what tweet is coming next. We don't know whether to believe Fox News or CNN. We just don't know what to do out there if you're a federal employee. And so here's what I'm going to recommend. Just like I do every week, anytime there is an emergency ahead, you have to plan.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Forget about an apple. A handful of nuts a day may keep the doctor away. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute were studying patients with stage 3 colon cancer. The original premise was to compare two kinds of chemotherapy, but it's what happened after the study that was really interesting. The researchers found that survivors who ate at least 2 ounces of tree nuts a week had a 42% lower chance of colon cancer recurrences and a 57% lower chance of early death. I'm talking about pecans, almonds, walnuts here, not peanuts or peanut butter. So is it something in the nuts themselves, or are the people who tend to eat more of them healthier, wealthier, or have access to better care? We just don't know. Meantime, no one is suggesting, of course, that nuts take the place of any treatment, such as surgery, radiation, or chemo. But I think too often, healthy eating gets overlooked when it comes to cancer. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
This fall, parents across America will be sending children off to college. This is a bittersweet time. I know. I'm one of those parents.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
On the one hand, we're happy and proud. On the other, we're sad and a little nervous. It's important that our kids have the independence they need to grow and mature, but it's also important that we stay in the loop. We want to have access to school, health, and other information. Did you know that we're not entitled to that information under the law? At 18, our kids are adults with all the privacy protections of an adult. But there's good news. There's a solution. We can draft a set of documents for your son or daughter's signature that will assure you the access you need. By the way, if you're a divorced dad, we'll provide these documents at no charge. We know some of you are already struggling to stay informed. You especially need these.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. The content of this ad does not constitute legal advice.
8:55. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
Absolutely. You all too. Enjoy it. And this update is now sponsored by Capital Gold Group. Green Line commuters, you can now use the Green Line trains between Branch Avenue and Naylor Road. Service has been restored. That was out all morning until about 8 o'clock, so still trying to get caught up. Expect delays, residual delays on those Green Line trains. All right, on the American Legion Bridge, the broken down tractor trailer now gone. What's left is the VDOT crew and one last cone they're picking up. There, they got it. The last cone is picked up, and I'm watching them getting ready to pull away and reopen that right lane. But as a result, because we had that closed for a while, we're slow just north of the Tysons area as you approach the toll road and on the George Washington Parkway. To begin in just a few moments, I do expect them to reopen that right lane. No problems to report here late in the commute on 66, 95, or 395. Baltimore Washington Parkway, the crash has been cleared south of 197 with a residual delay on the approach. Attention, gold investors, you can't keep your gold IRA at home. Call Capital Gold Group for details. Learn how to get a free safe. Call 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and cloud mix, chance for afternoon showers and storms. Maximum eclipse time will be 242. We get up to around 90. Heat index near 100. Tonight, evening showers and storms, 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 78 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Ending a relationship with your timeshare is a lot like going through a divorce. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every case is unique. Timeshare Exit Team has earned my trust by showing me how thoughtful and considerate their process is, both in exiting you from your timeshare and in helping handle the other stresses that go along with this specialized process. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-928-3948, 844-928-3948, timeshareexitteam.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
We'd get a lot more use out of our yard this fall if we had a new deck.
Doesn't bother me. I'll be right here watching football.
Imagine a spacious new raised platform deck.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Longfence is offering 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
With what we save, maybe we can get one of those huge outdoor TVs.
Wait, what? Okay, I'm in.
For a limited time, all fences, decks, and pavers are 20% off. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we build makes a difference.
WMAL tomorrow. Of course, Larry Kudlow is with us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And the president said to give some speeches tonight at 9 about Afghanistan. And then tomorrow, yet again, he's going to go to Phoenix and cause some trouble.
Oh, that's what he does. He just wanders around the country riling up the racists.
That's right. White supremacists, you know, the usual suspects. Is that the time I'm supposed to stop talking right there? That's the I should pay attention to that.
He's got a cattle prod. Watch out.
I just like to make one vow. And, Mike, you got to help me out with this. We will not play any Bonnie Tyler songs during the course of our show this morning. And I'll leave it at that for now. We'll be right back.